Here I am dreaming of warmer days at the lake. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So I'm at Lake Brewer. Now, this is not a recreational lake, like for ski boating and all that stuff. Matter of fact, there's a sign as you pull down into the lake that says that it's actually not legal to do that here. You can't swim, you can't ski boat, you can't jet ski, you can't do all that stuff in this lake. This is a fishing lake only, because it's a water supply lake for, I don't know, people in the county and Conway and all that stuff. But I'm here because I'm kind of reminiscing to warmer days. I'm kind of thinking back to the summertime. Our friends have a boat. And we'd go out on the boat, and I'm gonna tell you, I like being on the boat, soaking up the sun, you know, eating food. That's the part of it. I used to like to get on the inner tube, and you know, bounce around and all that stuff. But I've had a neck surgery, and I just, that kind of stuff, I just stay away from it now because I don't want to be laid up in bed on a heating pad for days, right? So I just enjoy hanging out on the boat and enjoying the fellowship now. But I have a daughter, and let me tell you about my daughter. My daughter has no fear. My daughter is not afraid of anything. I mean, she's not afraid of height. She's not afraid. She has no fear. So we go to the lake with our friends on their boat, and Jeff and Holly Russell and their family, and we get out on the boat, and Lindley wants to get in the tube thing. And so she does, gets back there with her buddies in the tube and has her life jacket on. She's 5 years old, right? And she's been getting in this tube thing on a tube behind a boat for a long time, for several years. So she gets in this thing, and I mean, she's standing up. She's riding the thing every possible way that a five-year-old can ride the thing. No fear. None whatsoever. She's trying to get thrown off of the tube because she has no fear. And let me just tell you, she didn't get that from me. She didn't get that from me. And I will not be the first one to tell you. Like, I have my fair share. I'm afraid of the dark. Like, I'm terrified of heights. I'm a scaredy cat when it comes. And yet, Scripture would tell us God has not given us a spirit of fear. Now, there are healthy fears. Can we just talk about that for a second? There are healthy fears. I mean, there are some things that we should have a healthy reverence for, right? But we can't live in fear. We can't walk in a constant fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 would say, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You see, we're called to walk in this spirit of power, this spirit of love, this spirit of self-discipline. Why? Because that's who we are as followers of Jesus. And so can I just tell you that, especially in the last couple of years, we've been just, our culture, our society, we've just been dominated by fear. Around every corner, there's something to be afraid of. A new strain of the virus, a new threat to our security, everything strikes fear in the hearts of people, and yet we're told that we are not called to walk in fear, but we are called to walk in power and love and self-discipline. We're not people of fear, follower of Jesus. Why? Because greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world. That's good news today. Listen, I appreciate you for joining me on the tailgate today. You never know, literally, I'm sitting on the bank, which should be underwater, of Lake Brewer. It's really low right now. You never know where we'll pull up and drop the tailgate and have a chat. So I appreciate you joining me. Join me next time. And until then, I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate. And until then, I love you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time on a Tailgate Talk.